to listen to Sports Grid.
You can always go out in the woods, find a rabbit, take his foot,
and rub it.
Or you can get the winning edge
right here.
And you won't get any blood on you.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags!
Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Oh yeah, it's level two. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. We're kicking a big man on campus with us. All right, big man. So we won't keep you all night because I know you're not just a big man, but you're a busy man. You got to get your picks ready. I want to get your Eagles thoughts. But college football, what's a game you're looking at? I know you believe you've got a feisty underdog. What are you looking at tomorrow?
Well, I got two I'll throw out. One of which, I don't understand this number. It's probably the worst game on the card, to be real honest with you, but Eastern Michigan shouldn't be 22-point favorites to anybody. I'm going to say that right now. This is one of the worst offenses in the country. I'm not going to say UMass is good. They're not. They're bad, frankly. But I just – this is just a number that's too high to me. If you look at the line movement here, this open 19.5 was quickly bet – that it was 17, quickly bet up to 19.5. It's been moving all over the place. I don't understand the movement. I don't understand the line. I thought 18, 19 was too high. EMU, not good. UMass isn't good either, but I think this is just too many points. My favorite play tomorrow, though, Gabe, total. SMU, Louisiana Tech, over 65.5. Two offenses that are going to throw. Two of the worst pass defense in the country. Two quarterback transfers from Oklahoma. They're just going to dazzle. That's all they do, throw the football. I think we see fireworks, and I think it's Ruston. I think that's where they play.
Yeah.
These two offenses are very fast as well. SMU, throw. I like the over.
You know, big man, that's the most remote, I guess, besides Hawaii, or excuse me, Matthias. Every time I say Hawaii, I want Matthias to say it for me instead, moving forward. I got to get a button I can push. How do you say Hawaii, Matthias?
Hawaii.
Oh, big man's got it. Hawaii.
Hawaii. Yeah, but you do. You throw in the Hawaii. Like, what? How do you say it?
Hawaii.
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 Or you can say Hawaii.
It's called Hawaii, man. It's called Hawaii. Big man on cap. But I was going to say, yeah, Rustin, man, it's like, dude, you got to, like, go to an airport and then take a bus and then a bus and a boat and a bus and a horse type thing, big man. Like, that place really is in the middle of nowhere. It's like the most remote place. All right, so we had Donnie Wrightside. We speak with Donnie every Tuesday. We'd love to get you on the TV show, too, next week. But Donnie didn't buy into the Eagles' win against the Falcons. He wasn't overly impressed. Numbers come down. It said I've seen threes on the board in this football game. What's your take on the 49ers and Eagles game? You guys could potentially be 2-0. Are you buying in?
Well, look, I am buying in. I think it was the best they've played since 2018. They were flawless on offense. They were very good on defense. Again, problem is, and Donnie probably alluded to this, Atlanta's not very good. I think you know that. I think we all know that. But again, they blew them out. I am buying because Barrett's out, Mostert's out. Just a lot of problems for the Niners. I'll pick the Eagles, but no, I think they win the game.
Really hold on, big man. It's the Late Night Anger Management Class. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates joining us on the Friday Night Freak Show. Speaking of freaks, Tony Finn is on the radar. We got Big Man on campus with us. We're going to have our Road Rage 20th anniversary tour date announcements coming up in a matter of moments as well. Wild football tonight, guys. Louisville wins. Louisville, we're getting 7.5 points. They win outright in a wild football game on a pick six. The game goes over the number. Meanwhile, the Maryland Terrapins do not cover, but they win. 20-17, final score. The Terps survive and advance. And they don't care that they didn't cover. All they care about is winning the football game. So, big man, what are you putting bets in right now? Here, you're typing away here.
So you're no, like, I'm
big man's getting
trolls.
His over bet in. Oh, you're commenting to the trolls.
Yeah, I was just saying, he was saying that he saw a video of me crying over Jalen Hurts. And yeah, at the time when we just paid our quarterback $100 million, I didn't understand why you would take a quarterback with the second round pick. So yeah, it was irritating. It ended up working out. Carson's no longer here and Jalen's playing well. Let's move on. At the time, though, you have to admit it was an odd selection when you just gave Wentz all that money.
Well, the Eagles didn't plan on any of this. Like, they never, when they took Hurts, no, I don't think they thought that they, yeah, exactly. They just thought they were going to draft a young quarterback, make him the backup, and life would go on. And everything just imploded, unraveled in front of their eyes. And then Carson, but good riddance to Carson. Good riddance. So, yeah, Maryland wins. All right, big man, so you got an NFL pick for us? You can hang around. We got Tony Finn coming up, but I don't mind. I don't know, you know, I don't know if we can pull it off, though. Can we pull it off, Matthias, you think, or our system's going to crash?
No.
No, big man's like, no. No, let's not push our luck. So, big man, before we get you out of here, buddy, we'll get you on TV next week. What do you like in the NFL this week?
Well, I hate to say it, but I'm going to go back to the well with the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. I got a good number of them last week. They fell inside of it. I'm going to take them again this week. I don't love New England. I think they're overvalued. Mac Jones, rookie quarterback on the road, facing another rookie. I'll ask you, Gabe, if you can find evidence of Bill Belichick winning without Tom Brady, I'd like to see it. But you won't find any because there is none. The Jets have a pretty good run defense. I don't like the weapons that New England supposedly has, and they don't have any weapons. Mac Jones on the road. I think they can stay within six. I think the Jets are a little
underdog. Big point spread. Big point spread up to six right now. Great to catch up with you, big man. Our apologies, but it was great to get you on, brother. Thanks for the time.
Yep, see you next week, kid. Talk to you. Bye-bye.
Relax.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Listen to Sports Grid.
You can always go downtown.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
Scour the sidewalks, find a penny, and pick it up. Or you can get the winning edge
right here.
And you won't get Tomey.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morency on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
This team is fired up. We came here to play.
All right.
He'll lose.
What? Didn't you hear what he said?
Look at the fear in his eyes. Listen to the quiver in his voice. He's a little boy lost in a game of men.
You think we should bet against him?
I bet my entire college fund on it.
You got it.
Mo, $23 on New York.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morency. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between, and the hardcore rageaholics. And we promise the announcements, and the announcements you will get. We'll bring in Tony Finn momentarily. So it is our 20th anniversary. Sports Rage was born on January the 6th, 2002. So since it is 20 years, we've got a lot of stuff planned, and I thought it was only fitting that we retrace all the steps over the past 20 years. So, the first stop will be in Vancouver, British Columbia, on Saturday night, December the 11th. Saturday night, December the 11th, Vancouver, British Columbia. For those that will travel and from the outside areas, we can tell you just by chance, the Vancouver Canucks host the Winnipeg Jets on the Friday night, and they host the Carolina Hurricanes on the Sunday night. So you could take in a NHL hockey game and then a live road rage Saturday night, December the 11th, in Vancouver, British Columbia. Now, the official anniversary is January 6th, a city that was a major part of the Rage-olution, of course. Toronto, the 6. We're coming back, baby. Saturday night, January the 8th, at the Monarch Tavern. and Showroom. One of the oldest. It actually, it literally and figuratively is an historical landmark, just like Tony Finn is, who will join us in a minute. I guess I am, too. It's literally an historical landmark. It's one of the oldest bars in North America, the Monarch. Great showroom. So, Saturday night, January the 8th, we will be in Toronto. For those of you traveling, we can tell you that the Toronto Raptors host the Utah Jazz on Friday night, and they host Zion and the Pelicans on Sunday. So you can take in a Raptor Jazz game Friday, live Sports Rage on Saturday night, Raptors and Zion if you want, on Sunday afternoon in Toronto. That's Saturday, January the 8th in Toronto. That one, you could argue, is the one. That's sort of the one. One of the one ones, but that one's off the hook. That one's in a bigger venue. We've got a stage set up and sound, and that one's like a lot of people and it's probably going to sell out and all that. So, Vancouver, December the 11th, just to get the party started. The official anniversary show, January the 8th in Toronto. And then, of course, we return to where it all started. Montreal, Saturday night, January the 15th. Sports Rage comes home. Saturday night, January the 15th. Sports Rage returns to the Belle Province and Montreal. And just by chance, the Montreal, not by chance, it's destiny, the Montreal Canadiens host the New Jersey Devils in a Saturday afternoon day game. Can see the New Jersey Devils, and take in our live show in Montreal, which is always off the hook when we go back to Montreal. And we'll bring Tony Finn in a second. Following Montreal, there's a couple of week hiatus. And then we will be in. It's only fitting as we retrace the steps. The kid is coming back. The mayor of the Meadowlands returns. New York, New Jersey. Saturday night, February the 5th, Road Rage. The Sports, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Tour hits the Big Apple. We will broadcast all week long from New York City. And we will also have a special live event live from the Meadowlands Racetrack and the FanDuel Sportsbook at the world-famous Meadowlands. And then, where we bring Tony Finn in, and Mr. Finn, God willing, will be in attendance as Sports Rage returns to Las Vegas. Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Nelly. We return to Las Vegas Saturday night, March the 11th, in conjunction with the Pac-12 tournament, Tony. Great to have you, my friend, Tony Finn. We're coming back. We broadcasted out of Vegas for years, out of the Don Best Studios. Yeah. That was 2012 to 2015 or so. We're coming back. And we're gonna be kicking it live Saturday night. We'll go to the Pac-12, all those games, Tony, and then Saturday we'll have a big ass party and all get blasted. It's gonna be a great time. How you doing, Mr. Finn?
I'm good. March 11th. It's put on my wish list, and I'm still alive. March 11th. That's like
I know. That's everything's everything's TBD. Everything's TBD, isn't it?
Absolutely. Even the phone calls at TBD. You know that, so.
Sounded good.
Good.
All right, so just good. To recap, it'll be Saturday night, December the 11th in Vancouver. Saturday night. I feel like the WWE guy during the commercial break. Hey, everybody, Monday Night Raw is coming to your town. Saturday night, December the 11th, Vancouver, British Columbia. Saturday night, January the 8th, Toronto, Ontario. Saturday night, January 15th, Montreal, Quebec, Canada, the Canadian leg of the tour. Then we cross into New York City. Saturday night, February the 5th, New York City / New Jersey, MetLife Meadowlands, FanDuel Sportsbook Meadowlands Racetrack. And then it wraps up. We will be in Las Vegas, Nevada for the Pac-12 College Basketball Tournament Saturday night, March 11th. There it is, everybody. Mark it down. You've got five different cities to choose from. No excuses. You want West Coast Canada, you got Vancouver. You want West Coast United States, we're giving you Las Vegas. You want East Coast, we're giving you Toronto. You want our old school, you think we forgot our roots, we're giving you Montreal. Hey, and we're going back to New York City. Los Angeles is on the radar, but the thing is, we should be in Los Angeles for the World Series. We're staying positive, Tony. What do you think about that? I'm hoping. don't like that they lost to the Reds tonight, though. Tony? No? No? All right, yeah. I guess I shouldn't have gotten my hopes up too much there. should have got my hopes up. Shouldn't have got my hopes up too much. We'll get them back. We'll get them back. But at least finally I'll be able to sit next to Tony. We'll be sitting next to Tony. And I'll be running things. So I think I could have 72 strawberry daiquiris, all right? And don't worry, I'll get people on. It'll be good. So yeah, we're getting complaints from the south. Well, you know, we never broadcast it. If you'll notice, the five cities that made the list are the five cities over the 20 years that the show has been broadcasted from. Montreal, Toronto, Vancouver, Las Vegas, New York. We lived in Los Angeles, but we were in a metal band in Los Angeles. We weren't in sports media. The Late Night Anger Management Class. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
My name's Bobby, and I am an addict.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
You know, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Hey, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better at it.
Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Throwing it down. So we gave you the announcement. I'm all fired up right now. All right, we're working on getting Tony Finn back, but whatever. I've given up on this stuff. So, we're really excited about this. It's our 20th anniversary. I look forward to meeting all our friends and cool hardcore fans and stuff like that. It's awesome times. You know, it's flattering that I know that people will fly, you know, thousands of miles and hundreds of miles to come. But it's not just for me. It's to meet the community, right? To meet the community. And I said special, like, you know, our boy Bolt, Greg Harvey, sent me pictures from 5 years ago, and he said it was the time of his life. It's pictures of him with like porn stars and like at the Raptors game and hanging out with Clam Chowder and all the Rageaholics. Remember a couple of years ago, we had a great time. We had the road rage before the pandemic in New Jersey, in Hoboken, New Jersey, at the same bar where the Giants hang out. It was a great time. The Pig and Parrot. So, you know, we're all getting older. You know, I'm on the air all the time. It's difficult to set this stuff up. So we're not on Saturday nights. So this is perfect where we just sort of aligned all this stuff to be on Saturdays. So if you're just joining us right now, it is Saturday night, December the 11th in Vancouver. Saturday night, January the 8th in Toronto. Saturday night, January 15th in Montreal. Saturday night, February the 5th, New York City. Saturday night, March 11th, Las Vegas, Nevada. I'd like to do more, guys, but I'm not Metallica. Right? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you know, if you guys want to send me $10,000, I'll come to your city type of thing. But, like, I can only go to so many towns. I don't know so much. I can only be in so many places at once. We've got shows. I've got a book coming out. I got a new record. I'm recording a new record at Metalworks Studios in December. I'm a busy dude. And, hey, I'm not better busy than dead, man. I figure I'm not getting any younger. I just want to live, baby. I just want to live when I can. And we haven't done this live stuff for a little while because it's been a pandemic. The pandemic isn't done, but if you're vaccinated, that's the thing, too. I'm not, listen, I would prefer to be in venues that isn't vaccinated only, but I'm like the NBA. I can only go by local guidelines. And what am I going to do? I'm going to have these events in a field for a couple of unvaccinated people. You know what I'm saying? I'm vaccinated. And, you know, I can travel. I just did. And I can get into any bar I want to or any sporting event I want to. It's all that, this is the choices that people make with your lives, right? But, you know, it's too bad, though, because I know there's a lot of fans of mine that aren't vaccinated. They're not going to be able to come to some of these things. So, just so, as we stated, Saturday night, December the 11th, Vancouver. It's going to be a lot of fun, a Vancouver one. The Toronto one is going to be the crazy one. That's the one. That Cam Stewart's at the Toronto one. That's like Toronto. It's going to be a serious one. Like Toronto, we've rented a bar and stuff. Like we're not playing around. Like some of the other things, like we're in bars all the time. But I'm like Toronto, we didn't rent a bar. Like we have a stage, like where bands play. Like we have a concert hall for Toronto. It's going to be so big. Like we couldn't just do it in a sports bar in Toronto. Like it's going to be that big. Like, basically, I'm paying. I rented a hall. I rented a showroom, a bar, a concert showroom. Because we need the stage and the mics and everything. It's going to be that loud. There's going to be that many people and stuff. So, yeah, Saturday night, December the 11th, Vancouver. Saturday night, Toronto. And we'll get, well, we got Tony Finn back. Is this a rumor or is it true? I'm giving this one last time here, too. It's not Tony's fault either. It's not your fault, Tony. All right. Yeah, I'm not well, doing this all night. I'm not doing this. How you doing, Tony? Yeah.
I'm okay. I listen.
It's not your fault.
It's thrilling. It is thrilling for this not to be my fault.
It really, it's all Matthias's fault. It's well, 1,000% you know, Matthias.
I wouldn't throw anybody under the bus. Whoever's fault
nah,
is,
it's not him.
We'll get this on until, you know, until technology doesn't allow us to. Right?
Yeah. All right, you know what? I'm going to get back to the road rage announcements later because I don't want to lose you when I have you. I want to get to some games when I have you.
March 11th.
Yeah, me and Tony Finn have never met each other before in person. We've done shows together for what? I don't know, about 3-4 years now, I think. But we've never never actually met each other.
No, but
face to face.
I feel like I have. I feel like I know you. When I see you, it will probably be I'm pretty easy anyway, so it'll be like riding a bike. Don't worry about it.
I don't know. I feel like when I meet you in Vegas, Tony, the first thing I'm going to do before I meet you is call a lawyer and say, listen, bro, get ready because I might need you in a couple hours. I'm going to have a lawyer on. I might just bring an attorney with me. I'm going to bring an attorney with me so I have a lawyer with me at all times.
Proactive. That's the way to be. It's absolutely the way to be. When we have these things, we draw straws to see who has to bring the largest credit card in case, you know, something happens and we need to use that credit card because you never know. You just never
All right,
know.
So just for the record, I see some people asking about the COVID test stuff. And Kyle, don't worry about it. I got the COVID test. So for people traveling, so if Canadians are wondering about going to Vegas and Americans are wondering about going to Toronto, etc. If you're vaccinated, you can travel between Canada and the United States right now. In fact, you don't have to be vaccinated. But if you're not vaccinated, you have to quarantine for 14 days. So then, in other words, what's the point? So you have to. So you're vaccinated, number one. Then what you have to do is you have to get a COVID test done within 72 hours of your departure flight. So it sounds crazy and stuff, but I did it 2 weeks ago, Tony, and you see Vegas, I'm sure, people are coming in and out. Dude, they set it up right at the airport, bro. In the Vancouver airport, it takes 15 minutes. Like, literally, it's like basically waiting for your flight. You show up, you go up, you're like, you get your ticket, you're like, yeah, I'm going to get my test. 15 minutes later, here's your result, and you get on your plane. And then when I landed in Los Angeles, they have it set up right at the arrivals. So you land at the arrivals. While you're waiting for your baggage, you get tested, and they're like, you're good. We're going to email you in like 30 minutes your result. Boom, you get your result. And listen, the only thing that sucks about it is it's $129 a test, so it does cost $129. And it's not painful for everybody. It's not painful. They do shove a swab up your nose, all right? But it's not painful, but it is annoying. Like, they rub it around in a circle like five times, and there's like this sort of like alcohol type of thing on it. It makes you sneeze, or it's uncomfortable, but it's not pain. It's just sort of like, ugh, and you sort of have to blow your nose or cough, like sneeze type thing, but it's not painful per se. But I did it. It's no problem. So if anyone's wondering about traveling, it's very possible to travel. You just got to get tested.
By March 11th, I will have been, like, vaccinated 11 times.
I use your line. They should just tell people free drugs, eh? I don't understand And listen, I don't care if you get vaxxed or not. I'm not, whatever. But I just find it funny that a lot of non-vaxxers are taking, like, horseworm stuff and stuff like that instead.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, you don't want to take the Pfizer, but you're going to take horse medicine. All right. Here, I got check. All right, gotcha.
You get intoxicated. You'll meet somebody who has something, and he'll say, listen, you ought to try this. I'll try it. Don't give it to me. But you won't get vaccinated.
How many people? Right.
I'm not judging.
How many non-vaxxers?
It's your life.
Ah, dude, I do stupid things myself, too. So whatever. It is what it is. You want to judge? It is. It's your life. Yeah. I'll put it this way. Hospitals are full of non-vaccinated people right now. Not vaccinated people, but how many not?
Well, that's, they are. They're full of people who are vaccinated that still got a little bit ill. Even, you know, some people have that they just get ill still with this new, with this Delta or whatever
Mu,
it is. You know?
Delta and Mu. Now there's a new one, MU or something like that. I'm so sick of this stuff.
Well,
I just live my life, man. I just live my life. It is what it is.
Life is good.
Exactly. So, Tony Finn with us.
Yes.
What wild games tonight, huh, Tony? How'd you do tonight, college football? And you'll be proud of me. I was on Louisville plus the points and the over. And I had Maryland on a teaser. And I don't do college teasers, but basically I had Maryland bet down to a pick 'em. And there was a CFL underdog that was 2.5-point underdogs. So I got him at +9, and it was a smart pick because they lost by 6, Tony. That's good betting.
Very good.
Boom.
Good work. I was on the over in the I went 2-1 in baseball, but I was on the over in the Maryland and Illinois game, and I wasn't paying attention. I was working, Gabe, and I looked up. It was 2-3 minutes to go in the first half, and it was 3-0. And I watched the 3 minutes, and there was like they each had 3 possessions in that 3 minutes. Like, how's the score only 3-0? But I haven't looked at the box score or anything yet, so I'm sure somebody can tell us.
2017 final score.
2017. Yeah. But
well, I do too.
It climbed. It climbed too. 3 points, 3 and 4 points. So.
I knew, too, Tony, that in the Louisville game, there was 3.5 minutes left, and Louisville were up by a touchdown. And I actually thought to myself, I was like, most normal games, it's like, all right, there's not a lot of stuff left. I swear, Tony, I said to myself, I was like, God knows what's going to happen in this game over the next few minutes. I was like, there might as well be 35 minutes left in this game. And sure enough, Central Florida, the last 3 minutes, they're down by 7. They go down, they tie the game. Then Louisville gets the ball back. Louisville's moving the ball down the field. All they got to do is pick up like a couple of more yards and kick a field goal, but they throw a pass, it's intercepted. It's returned into basically field goal territory for Central Florida with like 10 seconds left, and then for whatever reason, Central Florida decides to throw the damn football, and it's returned for a pick six. I've been watching college football since like 77 or 78. That's one of the wildest innings I've ever seen. More with Tony Finn. All right, we got him. We got him, people. We got him.
Maybe.
We got him. Bring it.
Now to spot us.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Don't have to listen to Sports Grid.
You can always go to a horse stable, find one with shoes, pry one off, and hang it over your door. Or you can get the winning edge
right here.
And you won't take a hoof to the head.
No!
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Welcome to the 117th dust-up between the snorting swine of Springfield A&M and the Springfield University Nittany Tide. Oh, doctor, break out the hickory switch.
Hey, shout out to our boy Casey. We got to get Casey on, talk some MMA in the future. Doing a great job. Me and Casey won $55,000 together years ago in the Vegas Super Contest. So if you're just joining us, we got the great Tony Finn with us, Wager Talk. Sounding great, and it's not us. It wasn't on you, Tony, earlier, we should say. If we can, I believe our screen is not back up, though. It's not one thing, it's another. Yeah,
well,
thank you.
You know, I'll let you handle the important stuff that takes smart people, because that rules me out.
Yeah. All right, so let me just say this, guys. So much love. We wouldn't have lasted 20 years without you guys, man. So I love you all. Thank you. Even our stupid fanboy troll boys, you guys pay my salary by watching me all the time. So I do appreciate it. So just for the record, what I'm really excited about is the 20th anniversary, the different cities. Each city, all five cities we're going to, we broadcast it out of over the 20 years. That's why we're going to these places. So let me just say, too, what's cool, so my sports calendar is pretty set up right now. So, guys, Vancouver, Saturday night, December the 11th. As I said, the Vancouver Canucks play the Winnipeg Jets on Friday night, and they play the Carolina Hurricanes on Sunday. We're going to be live on the air on Sunday night, so we're not going to go to the Sunday game, but we'll all get together, and whoever comes, we'll have a big get-together the night before the live show. We'll all go to the Vancouver Canucks and a Winnipeg Jet game. Be a great time, so we'll all get drunk and go to a hockey game, and the next day we'll get party, and we'll watch the NFL in a bar and then college football, and it's going to be a great time. All right? Then we go to Toronto. This one I can't wait because I'm a diehard Raptor fan. Toronto, we're doing Saturday night, January the 8th. Friday night, the Utah Jazz are in Toronto. And then Sunday afternoon, Zion Williamson and the Pelicans. So I'm taking in all three games. I'm going to take out all two games. I'm going to go to the Friday night game. Then I'm going to do our show Saturday, and then I'm going to go to the Zion game on Sunday afternoon, man. It's going to be awesome. Yep.
No, I was gonna ask Tony? You, did you say March 11th, Saturday in Las Vegas, March 11th?
Yeah.
Is that Friday or is that Saturday?
Is it March 12th?
I think Selection Sunday's on March 13th. I was going to ask you, what do you got? A big shindig for the...
No, Selection Saturday. Sunday. No Selection Saturday. All right, hold on. Let me get got the wrong date here.
Sure.
Hold on. It's not Saturday. Whatever, Tony. It's the damn Saturday. You stopped me for this? Yeah, Saturday the 12th. Who cares? The 11th or the 12th?
Okay.
The 12th.
Good enough.
We're on at midnight. Well, it's the same damn day. Right? It's East Coast, West Coast.
I set the date. You know, I just set the date.
All right.
They told me I was wrong. My phone said, you're wrong.
Well, now I wish your phone didn't work.
I know, right, man? Me too.
Fall nice.
All the time I wish that.
So let me just say this. So,
yeah.
The Toronto, great stuff with the Raptors, the Jazz, and then the Pelicans. The Montreal Canadiens play the New Jersey Devils on January 15th at 1 in the afternoon local time. We'll go to the game in the afternoon, and we'll go out, and a lot of good establishments, we'll just say, in Montreal. And Clam Chowder's going to be there. And then I don't need to sell you guys on New York and the Meadowlands. And I can tell you right now, not only are we going to be at the Meadowlands, but I spoke to the powers that be today. I told them, and they said, man, you're calling us about a show in February? You got to be kidding me. I said, no, I'm not kidding. I'm not screwing around. I said, I'm dead serious. And I said to them, I said, I don't want to find out that you guys have some stupid wedding or something like that going on. And I told them, I want the VIP room at the Meadowlands racetrack where all the high rollers hang out for the races. They have like big mob weddings and stuff up there and stuff, right? And they're like, all right, you got it. And I got the call back. They said, yeah. The suites are yours. So basically what we're going to have, guys, we're going to be in the luxury suites at the Meadowlands with the glass boxes overlooking MetLife Stadium. And then we're going to have live racing. And we're going to have FanDuel Sportsbook is right there. And we're going to have a Sports Rage party. How cool is that? And then finally, I'm sorry, Mr. Finn, March 11th / 12th, all right? That carryover, right? It's the Pac-12. And listen, Pac-12 tournaments, we'll go to the games during the day and stuff like that, and we'll do the show live from a sports book or one of the local bars in Vegas. We'll figure out which one. And then, but Tony, what other tournaments are going on in Vegas now? So you got the Pac-12 tournament, the Mountain West, obviously, the WAC, but there's like more and more of them. What else is there? How off the top of your head? I don't want to put you on the spot. How many? There's like 5 or 7 college basketball tournaments that week, isn't there?
Well, I think you named it.
There's a new one in Henderson.
Unless there's a third world country tournament here, I don't know. You know, I think there's 357 Division One basketball.
How many?
357.
Our guys in our chat know everything. They'll tell me how many.
You're right. They do.
How many conference tournaments in Vegas? No. There's more, Tony. There's more. I know. It's not just the Mountain West and the Pac-12 and the WAC. You got, look.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, dude. There's the West Coast, the Gonzaga one at the Orleans.
Oh, yeah,
come on,
absolutely.
Finn.
Gonzaga.
Come on,
listen,
Finn.
The whole town's wearing
Gonzaga.
Yeah,
come on. Come on.
You're right.
That's at the Orleans. Dude, I haven't lived there. You live there still. I haven't lived there in 10 years, and I know more than you, Finn.
Well, that surprises you. I told you.
I love
they don't
you,
let
Finn.
Me get up more than a mile away from my house. I get pulled. They say no. Turn around. You're way too far from home, Finn. Go ahead, they go home. I gotta go home. I gotta sneak out.
I love Tony.
St. Patrick's Day.
Tony Farnch. All right, here it is. Five. There's five of them.
Five of them. Well,
yeah.
How do you go to?
See, you never leave your house, so you don't even know. Yeah. All right, so there's the
stuff.
What to go place bets and get weed?
Well, yeah, I had to get some fertilizer. Yeah,
medication. Yeah,
buy that
fertilizer. All right, so yeah, Tony. I said there's the Big West Conference tournament at Mandalay Bay, the Mountain West tournament at Thomas and Mack Center, the Pac-12 tournament at T-Mobile Arena, the WAC Conference and West Coast Conference tournaments at the Orleans. So there's five. That's better. And, guys, I'm telling you, I lived in Vegas, and I've been to, like, 10 March Madnesses, all right? I've been to, like, a million March Madnesses in Vegas. Too many people. It's lame. It's like going out on New Year's Eve. This week is the best week in college basketball. Yeah. And we can take our pick, guys. We'll do the show out of Vegas all week. And be like, hey, let's go see Gonzaga, man. Let's go see St. Mary. Let's go see UCLA at the T-Mobile. Now, I'm down with the Pac-12. I'm gonna set up shop. I'm gonna stay probably at the end. I'll stay right across the street, set up shop, and I'll just go to every damn Pac-12 conference tournament game. I've always wanted to just kick back in a Hawaiian type shirt and drink daiquiris at the Pac-12 tournament in Vegas, and it wasn't there when I lived there. So I'm doing it this year. We're doing the anniversary show there. So as we stated, every damn road rage date that we have, there's a hockey game, an NBA game, or a college basketball game around it. All right? And it's going to be an awesome time. So let's give us some winners, Finn. Talk to me. Let's talk some college football.
Okay, winners. Winners for March 12th and 11th and 12th. I'll work on that next week. But for now,
I want winners.
Winners
for September. I don't even know the date now. What's the date? I want winners for September the 18th, Finn. 2021.
We have a big college board. Really some great games tomorrow, and I don't know where to start. You want to start somewhere specific? Do you have any questions, or should I just start reading off winners?
All right, so now let's go. Let me go a rotation here, all right? I'm going to start with the rotation. And if you like a game, stop and go, all right, yeah, I like that one. If not, and I'll tell you what I bet.
Okay.
I did this with Big Man. All right, I first came up in a rotation, actually. I think it's refreshing. It's refreshing. It's Michigan State. I'm betting on Sparty. I'm not, you know, I'm going to put a couple of hundred. Listen, they're 7-2-1 the last 10 games is non-conference road dogs of 14 or less. The Miami Hurricanes have been burning money, Tony. They're overhyped. They're all sizzle. They're no steak. The last 21 home games, the Miami Hurricanes are 7-14 against the spread as chalk. They don't win as chalk. And I know, like, you know, I'm a Michigan fan, so it bothers me taking Sparty. But I think Sparty are going to be able to run the ball, chew the clock up on the Canes, and frustrate them. I don't see the Canes winning by a margin here. What's your opinion on that one?
Well, Michigan State's going to be it's going to be in the upper 80s. It's going to be about 105% humidity, which is going to oppress even those from Lansing, Michigan. That's humid. The index will be about 100. And the Hurricanes have been what? They've been underachievers. Yes, they have. But it's not from lack of talent, Gabe. Sparty is absolutely anemic offensively. Now, they have won two games. They have, they're going to have to, let's put it this way. Mel Tucker is going to have to really surprise me. I didn't play this game either, but it's just a big jump spot for Miami of Florida, obviously, and that's who I like. That. Go ahead. I mean, the look-ahead line on this game, Gabe, was minus 14.
Yeah, but they were wrong. Screw them.
Okay, yeah. Well, I understand being wrong. I've been wrong a few times, but,
Not you. You're never wrong. They.
Oh.
They were wrong.
No, I'm never lucky. I'm wrong a lot.
Trust me. I know. I feel your pain, brother. So, listen, I start with Michigan State. I'm going to go backwards. And, Stan, you know, I'm just going to shut up now. Give us a game you like or two, and then I'll start throwing some games at you. What do you want to talk about, Tony? You're the guest. What do you want to talk about?
Well, no, I will read off a few, and I'll go down there. I'm looking at Kent State, number 5, Iowa Hawkeyes. Opens at 22.5. Right now there's some 23.5s. Waiting for this to go to a 24, and I would probably jump Kent State. I've already played them a little bit at 23.5, mostly because Iowa, listen, these Hawkeyes, they look legit, right? They're 2-0. They've beat two ranked teams. But a box score study will show you something completely different. Iowa has managed 3.9 yards per play. 3.9. That's only better. Gabe, that's only better than, listen to this, Georgia State, Navy, UConn, Louisiana Monroe, Rutgers, Akron, New Mexico State, and UNLV Rice. There's six teams ahead of Iowa, who's ranked number 5 in yards per play. They've had 3 touchdowns from their defense, and they've won by not turning the ball over. I'm the big dog. We're the big dog in this game, not Iowa. Big dog, Kent State. Golden Flash is plus 23.5 or 24 if you can get it.
Who do Iowa play next week?
I can find out.
I was on them last week. Sorry, I was on them last week against Iowa State. Yeah, I took them plus the points, and I cashed it.
Yeah, I remember that. You did tell me that. That's correct.
It's probably in a Big Ten play, though, I would imagine, too, right? I'm just saying maybe they take the pedal off the metal a little bit. All right, I'll shut up. Tulsa and all right, we got 30 seconds, so we'll hit this on the other side. Tulsa and Ohio State on the other side. We got Tony Finn with us. It's an electric Friday night freak show. We're kicking it here. The tour dates have been announced. We're all fired up. Everybody's excited in the chat about this. I'm all excited. I'm just excited. I know we're getting out. We're going to get out again. Life is back to normal. And I'm excited that in each city, now I know. It's like, okay, I'm going to that hockey game. I'm going to those NBA games. My sports calendar is starting to fill up now. It's going to be great. Oh, yeah. I can't wait. Every city I'm fired up for, too. Let's do it. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
to listen to Sports Grid. You can always go find a clover patch, get down on all fours, and find one with four leaves. Or you can get the winning edge
right here.
And you won't get any ticks.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Oh, yeah. You know, I saw a story of an old lady. She lived to like 118. She's still alive, I think, whatever. And she talked about, I'm like, oh, whatever. But like, she said, what's the key to life? She said, always having something to look forward to. And it is true. It is always, it's always cool to have something to look forward to. You know, reason to live, get up. And Tony, you love life. I love life too. I get frustrated just being a talk show host on the air 6 hours a day. So it's easy not to lose it. But besides that, but now I'm really looking forward to this. And I'm just thinking about one of the last times we were in Vegas, man. And for the record, when we sent out the crew tonight, the list, we're like, oh yeah, we're gonna do the shows. I got a message from our old friend Gamblu, who's not on with us anymore due to contract issues. It's all good, nothing personal. And Lou said, please tell me you're coming to Vegas. And I said, I don't know. We're gonna see about the announcement. And I'm just thinking right now off the top of my head. So Tony Finn's gonna be there. Teddy Cover's gonna be there. Brian Blessing is gonna be there. Drew Martin Betts is gonna be there. My boy J.R. Rogan from the Luxor is going to be there. Who's off the top of my head? We got Cornegay. Was Cornegay there or is he in Jersey? Not anymore. Cornegay is anymore.
No.
We got Kelly to come down. We get D'Amico.
We get Kelly to come down. I'd like Kelly to come down.
Yeah, we'll get all the Wage Talk crew to come down. Blessing. All the L.A. crew. And like I said, we're not ignoring L.A., but we're going to be in L.A. for hopefully for the Dodgers. Although, man, it looks like they're going to be in a stupid wild card. I wanted to get so, Tony. Yeah, what's going on with that? It's wild, huh?
Yeah, there's lots. Listen, the Dodgers are still, they're still, I mean, tonight was a bad loss, but you know there's 15 games.
They'll win tomorrow,
and they will make it interesting. You know that Dave Roberts running the show.
You think they win the division? Dave Roberts. Come on, hey, settle down. He's a World Series champion. Put some respect on his name, Finn. And as a player, baby, who stole that base, Tony? Who stole that base for Boston?
Dave Roberts.
Damn right, Bip.
Yep.
Right, more with the great Tony Finn on the other side from Las Vegas, where we're going to be. Pac-12 tournament. Let's go.
Winning isn't a mystery.
It requires strategy, a plan, and a few hours a week. Listening.